You good?
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming and participating in the meeting, and I'll turn it over for tonight.
Thank you, Stephen. Want to welcome the newest members of our board. So Becky's newly appointed from Logan City School District School Board.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining our board.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you.
Thank you.
Whitney was elected in. She was our PTA president and on the board last year in that capacity. But then she was elected to the board, so we get you for 2 more years.
Yeah.
Which is very cool. Chris Woodward, our PTA president this year, now a voting member of our board in that capacity. Interim Dean Sean Whiteman, very grateful to have you here. We know all of your schedules are incredibly busy, and thank you for serving on our board. So I think we have everyone here. Our first item is to approve our meeting minutes from June 9th. I don't expect you to vote on that.
Nope.
Thanks, Frank. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
I abstained because I wasn't here.
You can abstain.
I read them. I was like, I don't know if that's what you talked about.
Right. You're totally fine. No problem.
We have one more parent officially on our board.
We should have Cash.
I'm Cash.
You're Cash.
Is it Jennifer? Ruby, or is she done?
No, she's done.
It's no.
Newly elected. It was McCall, but she...
No, Whitney was just elected.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm blanking.
There is another one.
Is it Steve?
Jody.
Small world. Yeah. This is probably our softball team. Oh, that's Joel. Sorry, Jody Clark Madura is not present. Maybe we'll see her in a few minutes.
Well.
Thank you, Laura.
It is a small town.
All right, we will have business manager updates next month. And Carlina, did anyone request to make public comment?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Laura, do you want to review the early learning plan with the board? Put it on the...
I don't think we need to. It's
okay, cool.
Fairly simple to talk through. So historically at this meeting, we would review the early learning plan that comes from the requirements of the state office. This year, they changed the requirements that we don't have to have that board approved, so we don't have to vote on all of that. I still wanted you to be aware of what was happening with our early learning plan. It's been simplified. Every year it changes. It's super fun to write. I'm sure Frank understands this. Every year it's a new target. This year we were asked to write 2 math goals that we will report to the state office. We wrote a goal in first grade and a goal in second grade. Our first grade goal is about the concepts and applications. No, that's not right. Our first grade goal is about the missing number fluency, and our second grade goal is about the concepts and applications. These are both part of the obedience math assessments, which we use as one piece of the puzzle. So these are the goals that we have to report to the state. We'll do a full data review at a future meeting where we can go over all of the end of year data, report on all of the goals for last year, and then we, even though we're not required, set math and literacy goals with each of our grade level teams, that those are set and ready to go, and then we'll monitor and track those this year. Our approach to meeting these early learning goals is, again, through just tier 1 and tier 2 instruction, professional development for teachers working as teams with our tier 2 team and our RTI team to customize instruction to help kids kind of focus in on those particular skills. They're both kind of foundational, which we felt was a good area to emphasize in this particular goal setting. So that's kind of the big idea.
Thanks, Laura. Any questions? Great. We will look forward to the data review. Next month?
Yeah.
Probably? Okay. Great. I'll go ahead and do my report. All right. So these are some things I'm going to hit on. We've had a great couple of days. Our kindergarten playground is newly remodeled this year. This is a picture I snapped this morning from kids on the playground. They're really, really loving it. Yeah, everybody seems excited to be back. We had excellent turnout for back to school night last night. We had to get folks to crowd into the middle seats so we could bring everyone in. That was awesome to see all of that participation and engagement. So we're off to a really good start. Thank you, Joel, for serving as our faculty rep. Joel's term is over.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a faculty election probably tomorrow, and we'll have a new teacher for a couple in that position for a couple of years. So thank you, Joel. We've worked through a lot of important things in the last couple of years,
fun,
and your insights have been really beneficial. Utah Learns, we had our second annual conference back in June, and this is an article USU wrote up on it. Our teachers facilitated most of the workshops, and our attendance increased about 50% from last year to this year. Kind of an exciting side note, Joey, pictured there, is also one of the 5 finalists for Teacher of the Year. State Teacher of the Year, which we're really excited about, and it's really well deserving for Joey. We have some new folks on the team. So in the picture on the left, Coach Johnson in the gray and Mr. Fallis in the middle, they're both new here, replacing Annalisa Smith and Jill DeVildes, and they're already off to a good start, and we have a lot of high hopes for them. We have one more year of a mental health qualified professional grant, and we hired Maureen Fiafia. If you know the Fiafia family or Maureen, she's amazing, and I've already seen her in action. She was a teacher in the Valley for 8 or 9 years, and then she moved into mental health certifications, and she's done some work at Fast Forward. She was at Fast Forward, and we're excited to have her at Edith Bowen. We've also got a new admin assistant at the front desk, Melody Weston. She's doing an amazing job. And her husband, Tyler, was a good friend of mine in high school. We graduated from Logan High, class of 97. And Melody and I didn't even make that connection for a few weeks into her job. And then I realized, oh, you're Tyler Weston's wife. Also really excited about USU providing us with a school resource officer, Micah Talbot. He was an SRO in Kearns prior to coming up here. And I've had a lot of just really positive interactions with Micah. I think he's an excellent addition to our team. This year, we have a number of policies we need to update, and I just wanted to put this on your radar. I didn't put this on the agenda as discussion items yet, but I just wanted you to be aware these are things that we need to update. So there's some new expectations about emergency safety interventions. For example, like seclusion. I don't really care to see Edith Bowen use seclusion, but that's all. We can talk about that later. Toilet training laws have been updated with the SB 178 about cell phones. I think it will be good for our board to revisit our devices and policy, especially smartwatches. That's the one that is like, what do we do about smartwatches? The teacher's salary supplement program, TSSP, I don't think that's what it stands for, is being replaced with this SHINE program. So that's the state's, the legislators' efforts to keep and recruit teachers in areas that are highly needed. It used to only be like special ed and secondary math and science, but now they're giving LEAs more say in where they want those funds to go. So we need to talk about that. And then AI, I think would be good for us to take a stab at. My plan is to engage teachers in discussions about what's appropriate AI use at the different like grade levels, and then get some parent input, and then I'd like to bring something to the board at some point in the year. Does Logan have an AI policy?
No, not right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're doing fine. It's just something on my mind. Employee wellness is a focus this year. This is our teacher wellness room. You passed it unknowingly on your way into here. Lara set the room up for us. It's also our projector closet. But we brought in Dr. Tollefson on Monday to take all of our employees through mind-body bridging training, and that was awesome. If you haven't done it, I highly recommend it. It's stuck with me throughout this week, and I find myself more capable of just staying grounded, staying within my natural functioning, and not letting my eye system take over and, you know, start telling me stories that don't really get you anywhere constructive. So that's been really positive. And his wife teaches in Logan District,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's at Woodruff.
Yeah,
at Woodruff. So she uses this with kids all the time.
Yeah.
She's really awesome.
Yeah, that's great. And lastly, I just want to show you some of our posts of student experiences already this year, and some things we were able to do with the staff and their back to work training. Some kids here learning from Emma Eccles Jones. Our students bring so much positive energy into this building, and it just lights us up. Yeah. That's the new playground out there.
Yes, red.
Yeah. We started our teachers out at Stokes Nature Center last Wednesday morning. And We just love starting out outside and remembering, you know, the things we value and the things we're hopeful about, and it was a great start. So we're excited for the new year. We have good things on the horizon. Back to the Utah Learns piece. In the very near future, there will be more publicity about some significant funding that has come from the Emma Eccles Jones Foundation to start spreading that more statewide and opening spaces through USU's programs and supports for practicing teachers to connect and collaborate. What is the event that Logan District has with teachers?
Teacher Talk?
Yes. I would love to come see that next year. And
yeah, we can get you the dates for that.
Yeah, like...
The date.
It's a day, right?
It's one day.
Yeah, we believe so strongly in teachers' abilities or ability to inspire one another. Mm-hmm. And our vision includes a statewide engagement of teachers inspiring one another. So, more to come about that. And that's it. We're off to a good start. So this year, I think last year we were meeting in person every month, correctly? And I'd like to continue that, if you're okay with that. Is this a good time for it? As good as possible for everyone. Third Thursday, 3:30. I know it didn't work for you last year.
I should have somebody in place to take that role.
Okay. Okay.
Happened for 6 months, but I'm hoping next month.
6 months.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you so much. If there's anything that you feel needs to be on a board agenda, just contact me or Steven, and we prepare the agendas together. And I think that's it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yep.
A little bit of funding.